1776.
Is it a plane? Is it a UFO? Or is it just something funky in the sky? What is the deal with what's happening first in California and then in New York City? I'm going to dive into that. Hey, how about those poor souls on that cruise ship? You know, and I'm pretty even keeled, but I think even I would be a little hot under the collar after 4 days at sea being tugged along. And who knows if I would have upgraded and paid the extra price to be on the balcony side of things where you at least had some fresh air coming into your room and some sunlight. If you were one of the people who decided I'm going to go a little bit cheaper on the interior cabins, man, you'd be stuck because you'd be completely in the dark. That's when you're feeling around, trying to find that toothbrush, and you're afraid. You don't know what you're touching. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever done that? You get up at night, and all of a sudden, you kick the dog by accident. You stub your toe. You know what I mean. On a cruise ship where it's completely dark, oh, unless you leave your door open so that you can get the emergency light flooding in. I don't think so. More reasons to carry an emergency kit, even when you go on vacation on a cruise somewhere. I'm sure none of those people thought that was going to happen. Hey, my name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. We like to take you in a couple of different directions, and we're going to do that on this show as we get ready for another weekend. Coming up around the bend, I always think it's kind of fun to see what's up with the movies. And there are actually some intriguing movies that are coming out this week. A couple of them I'm interested in, although I will confess probably I'll end up seeing them on Redbox. Everybody knows Redbox now, right? It's like a buck something, cheapest way to get a movie. And they get a lot of the first run stuff. Now, it might take a couple months, but eventually you get it. I'm not doing an ad for Redbox. I'm just saying it is a cheap way to get movies. And then you don't have to go to a movie theater and shell out the whatever ridiculous amount it is. So there's a movie called Unstoppable that looks pretty good. And if you like kind of UFO-y, a little bit conspiracy movies, then there's another movie that you might like. And Harrison Ford, seems like all of a sudden his agent decided he needs more work. He's going to do another Indiana Jones, and he's going to do a movie where he's a morning anchor. But we'll get to that coming up next around the bend. I know it's the day after Veterans Day, but because to me we can never honor the troops enough. I don't care if they're the young guys and women now or if you're talking about some of the older veterans. You know, you want to hear some fascinating stories. Sit and talk to a veteran of any war for give them 10 minutes. And I cannot believe the things that I have heard and the things that I have learned, the wisdom that I have gained from the various people that I've had the pleasure of sitting down with and interviewing or just talking off the cuff with throughout my years, either in TV or radio or just as anybody else on the street happening to meet somebody, being introduced to somebody and getting in that conversation that somehow turns toward a different era and what they were doing and how they served and all that kind of stuff. My grandfather served in World War II, and he talked about being on a submarine and told me what it was like to be underwater and how tight the guys were and the card games that they would play and whatnot. My own husband served more recently in the last 15 years, and he was on an aircraft carrier and told me that what they had to do, and there's a name for it, they had to, and who knew this, because of the way the planes take off, they have to do this thing where they go up and down the deck and they have to look for every single pebble, any piece of paper, tiny little object, and get it off the deck because that could cause an accident with the planes that come in. And then what it's like to be catapulted off the aircraft carrier, what that actually feels like, talking to a couple of people who have had to do that, and it's just not what you think. So there's some interesting stories floating out there. If you see a vet, take a few minutes, talk to them, and I guarantee you'll walk away with some kind of a story that'll make you think, ah, oh, that's what that's about. I get it now. I get it now. So moving forward, let's talk about peace in the Middle East. It was a couple of months ago, maybe 4 months ago. Remember all the brouhaha over the president? This president is going to be the one. They're going to do the peace thing. We're going to get the Palestinians together with Israel, and this is going to be great. We're going to sit down. We're going to have these weekly meetings or biweekly meetings. We're going to have them, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make a real commitment to it. Well, that kind of went off the tracks, not surprisingly. I know I made this statement at the time, and all of you, I think, can relate to this. If you ever were in school in a history class, guarantee, I don't care how old you are, there were conversations about peace in the Middle East, whoever the president was. And this is no different. It's the same thing. Benjamin Netanyahu was being kind of graceful about it, saying that, yeah, we want to get on with these peace talks. Here he is in his own words.
We also hope to broaden it to many other Arab countries. So this is our common goal. We're quite serious about doing it, and we want to get on with it.
All right, he says we want to get on with it. He says he's serious, and I say we'll just wait and see what happens there. I talked about the cruise ship. Just let me give you a couple more details on it. Powerless, 4 days, coming back into San Diego, ran out of power on Monday morning, had to be tugged in. So pretty nightmarish, as it was being described, as 3 days eating Spam in a can, having to eat Pop-Tarts, being in the dark, as I was mentioning. They get the people back to land, and then because there's no elevators, they have to kind of walk the plank, as it were, and get off the ship that way. It's interesting because the people who were Californians, a lot of their families met them at the site where the ship came in. The rest had to be, you know, get on a bus and go to Long Beach. Now, what do you think the worst thing about this would be? Well, you're supposedly going to gain 10 pounds when you eat all that fabulous food on a cruise. They weren't eating fabulous food, but I don't think that was it. I think the fact that you'd be hot and that they didn't have any air conditioning and the shower situation and then the toilets. The toilets weren't working. So it was described as a lot of people getting smashed off warm beer and then no bathroom facilities that were pretty clean, let's put it that way. A lot of people milling about the decks, just milling around, walking around. Not that you normally wouldn't do that, but in a much different fashion. I bet you everybody was happy to get on off of that ship, and it's going to cost Carnival Cruise Lines a lot of money. I mean, this fire in the engine room, luckily nobody was hurt, but it's really going to cost them in the end, no question about that. All right, as I said, we're going to send you to the movies. We like to do that every week, and then coming back on the flip side next week and at the end of the weekend, we'll tell you who was tops at the box office. You never know. A lot of the animated films seem to be popular, which means that a lot of kids are going to the movies, or parents are taking kids, or grandparents, or maybe you're taking nephews, nieces, I don't know, or the kids are going and getting dropped off if they're a little bit older. But the animated films have been real winners this year anyway. We'll do that next on America Tonight.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The cheap movie reviews, and that's all they are, cheap movie reviews. Movies are a good escape. I have a whole collection of them. The best, I'm going to tell you, the best thing besides the Redbox deal for Christmas, ask for one of those Blu-ray deals, and if you get Netflix, I forget how much it is, maybe $8-$9, and if you're a huge movie freak or it's just a good way to relax and get away from all the noise, all the nonsense, you could, if you get the Blu-ray thing, man, you can click onto almost any movie. And some of the older movies, maybe there's like a whole decade you missed because you were working and raising kids. You can go back and watch all those movies. So let's go to our first one opening to a little bit of buzz anyway, because there's famous people in the movie. I think that's probably the reason why. One of them I already mentioned, and it's Harrison Ford. The movie is called Morning Glory. Take a listen.
Did you get a job yet?
No, but I have feelers out.
So you're a fan of our morning program?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we know it's terrible.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll show you what to do with those shampoo bottles with just an inch of shampoo left. Huh.
Daybreak's understaffed, underfunded. Any producer who works there will be publicly ridiculed, overworked, and on the pay. Awful.
I'll take it.
I'd like to offer you the position of co-host of Daybreak.
After the career that I've had.
Is he going to cook? Is he going to do fashion statements? Gossip?
Not my thing.
Do you happen to be a pretentious, fatuous idiot?
A fatuous idiot who makes three times what you make.
So now is an excellent time for you to take up drinking.
What's going on now?
Mike is offended by a word in the next story.
It's about Easter chicks.
I'm not saying the word fluffy. Interesting. Jerry hired you. No polish. Those bangs.
Suppose I don't have standards?
Sure you do. When you got your pep smear on air, you wore a silk robe.
Okay!
Classy touch.
Wasn't that bad. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. How reliable is your alarm clock?
You want to make the ratings worse? That's why you came here?
I'm not giving up.
Try not to bore the nation into a coma with your dumb news crap.
Suck it.
Mike! No one can do their jobs around here well, because you can't be bothered to do yours at all!
And we're back.
Welcome back to Daybreak.
It's only my job. It's not my whole life, right?
You're worse than I am. I was never at home. When I was, I took every phone call, watching TV out of the corner of my eye. Let me tell you how it all turns out. End up with nothing, which is what I had till you came along.
Take what you want, fill my life, fill me up, or cut me down the side, shut me out, and I'm just crazy, I'm only one voice in a million, but you ain't taking that from me.
Do it again. All right, so you get the deal here. Harrison Ford thinks he's above the silly little morning show that maybe some of you watch the morning shows, and that's what a lot of it is the fluff. And you've got Rachel McAdams as a television producer on Morning Glory, and Diane Keaton, by the way, is the other person that would be pretty well known in this cast. It's gotten pretty decent reviews. If you need a chick flick to make your woman happy, take her to go see Morning Glory. Unstoppable is the next one. This could be kind of interesting as a rental anyway. Listen to it.
I'm Wolf Coulson. We're working together today. I train 1206.
What's your problem? I just don't like working at a damn daycare center.
I don't like working at a retirement home, so.
All right. This ain't training. In training, they just give you an F. Out here, you get killed. Married?
Sort of. It's a long story. How about you? You married?
Got two beautiful daughters.
Have fun.
What do we do when we get to a railroad crossing?
We have an unmanned train rolling into a highly populated area with no air brakes?
Yeah.
6406, what's up?
There's an unmanned train on the northbound track.
It's under power?
It's coming straight at us.
What are we worried about in terms of cargo?
8 freight cars of hazardous chemicals. We're not just talking about a train. We're talking about a missile the size of the Chrysler building.
I need to know where that train is.
We're not exactly sure.
You're not sure? We'll find out.
What's that?
It gets worse.
I've got 150 students coming in on some field trip on track 16.
Train that size going that fast. Vaporize anything in front of me.
We have been told to anticipate an event radius 20 to 45 miles.
The only way to stop that kind of power, grab it by the tail,
gun in the opposite direction.
Are you in or are you out?
What? You want to kill yourself, you do it alone.
All right, you do what you want.
Wait. I'm not risking this company just because some engineer wants to play hero.
Not for you. Not doing it for you.
This is Will Coulson, your conductor. We're going to run this bitch down.
Tell your sister I love you both.
The train is increasing in speed.
We're going to be coming in too hot. Close your eyes if you want it.
You got a real knack for inspiring confidence, you know that?
All right, so Unstoppable, a train that is unstoppable. You might recognize some of the voices behind that clip there. Denzel Washington, Chris Pine, remember him from the new Star Trek. He was pretty good in that, so he's in it. Rosario Dawson is in it. Kevin Chapman's in it. Some names that you would probably recognize. All right, our last flick is something called Skyline. Check this out.
Reports are coming in. Every major city in the world is experiencing the same encounter.
They're everywhere.
The further we get out of the city, the better off we are.
He's right.
We have no idea what they're capable of.
Okay, so did you get the gist of that based on the little trailer that we played for you? If you were thinking that Los Angeles is suddenly thrown into catastrophe, people are outside because they're drawn to whatever it is that is coming down to Earth from outer space, which I don't get that. I just have to ask this question. A UFO is in your backyard, down the street, down past your neighbor's house. Are you drawn to it because you can't help but rubberneck? The curiosity gets you and you have to know. Or are you running like hell in the opposite direction? I think I'm in that latter group. I want to find out about it later. Anyway, this is pure science fiction, fantasy, and thriller. It's a PG-13. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes, so not too bad. I don't know if you recognize, you would recognize actually some of the people in it. Eric Balfour's in it, and Scotty Thompson's in it, if you know those names. Donald Faison, you might know him. He's in this movie, and it's actually gotten some pretty good buzz. With sci-fi, critics can be really harsh, but I read a couple of the reviews, and the reviews were actually pretty good. So Skyline might do well if you gauge it by other films in the same genre. That might be the big hit at the box office this time around. Maybe Unstoppable, but if I was going to pick one of those three, I'm going to say probably Skyline. Coming up next, a serious subject. Some of you might have dealt with Alzheimer's in your family. We're going to talk to John Gilchrist about that and what you can do if you think you see some of the symptoms from somebody around you, somebody giving off some of those clues. You want to stay tuned. Hang through for that. That's next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are the light on fire. All I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I
Alzheimer's awareness has a particularly important meaning to me. I had a beloved great aunt. I mean, this was a man's woman, as they call them. And my aunt was incredible with whether it was whipping everybody at dominoes or the way she could cast. You know, she'd go out fishing with the men, and yet she could still turn ahead too. I mean, she was that kind of woman. And unfortunately, my Aunt Dot passed away from Alzheimer's, and I feel fortunate that I got to spend so many great years with her when I was able to see her. And the last time we were playing dominoes, I could tell she wasn't quite certain who I was. Some of you may have similar stories. So Alzheimer's awareness, that's what it's all about. And there's a big walk, actually many walks across the country this weekend. John Gilchrist, President and CEO of the Alzheimer's Association Greater Dallas Chapter, joins us now with more on that. Hey, John, how are you?
Doing great, Kate. Hope you are as well.
Now, I mentioned, you and I talked off the air, and I mentioned my personal story about my Aunt Dot, who's just this great lady that everybody liked, and we luckily can carry those memories of her, but it was really tough the last couple of years, because as I was saying, you weren't certain whether she knew you or not, and we tried to do anything we could to jog her memory, but it was this thing called Alzheimer's that now, unfortunately, more and more people are dealing with, and you also have a personal experience with it.
Dot, my story with my grandfather is similar to your story with your great-aunt Dot. My grandfather taught us all how to fish and play cards. It was the classic Norman Rockwellian experience from a grandson's perspective. And he died when I was 21, and from the time I was 15, he really didn't know my name anymore. He would call me young fella. And the last 2 years of his life, he was unable to really communicate, either verbally or even by pointing. And the last several months of his life, he was fed by a nasal gastric tube. He was fed with an NG tube. So talk about a loss of dignity, a loss of who he was, and it really impacted not just him, but obviously our entire family. And that's really what we do at the chapter level is work with the families and try to help them.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. When you work with the families, because your story was so poignant about seeing your grandfather in that state, and wouldn't it have been great if somebody would have been able to work with your family? What do you do when you work with the families?
We do care consultation. We have trained social workers and other outreach workers who work with the families to help educate them and train them in terms of caregiving techniques, so they understand that it's not their loved one who's lashing out at them. It's not the loved one who is verbally abusive. It's the manifestations of the disease. We'll go into the homes. We go into senior centers, what have you. We work one-on-one or in small groups or sometimes in large groups. We help them understand what these behavioral changes are, how the disease manifests itself in terms of differences in behaviors. And we help them identify those clues early on, and perhaps they will be able to, if you will, short-circuit or mitigate the true effects of them.
Yeah, tell us the clues. What are some of the clues people listening now in Dallas and Kentucky and Illinois, all over the place, that are kind of scratching their head and wondering if the person close to them actually has it because they're showing signs of what might be Alzheimer's? What are some of the classic clues?
Well, any kind of a memory loss that interferes with the regular daily function of your life. It's more than just misplacing your keys or walking into a room and not knowing why you're there. We've all done that from time to time. But we always have the ability to backtrack and figure out where we left the keys, why we entered a particular room, any particular changes that are really interfering with your activities of daily living. Things such as changes in mood, or you have wild mood swings. One minute you feel depressed, or you sense there's a sense of melancholy or depression in your loved one, and after a while the person is just fine. That's not exactly a normal thing. And there are a number of other signs too, particularly in terms of changes in inability to gauge visual or spatial imagery.
Mm-hmm.
It's particularly scary when they're driving and they can no longer have that solid three-dimensional perspective.
Right. What are the, you know, I'm curious about this. We're talking about older people, but it's not necessarily, is there a certain, and you've done a lot of work, obviously, with your chapter, so you know, you would know more about maybe the age range, but what ages are we talking about that you would see some of these signs of Alzheimer's?
Well, one of the myths that we knock out or try to knock out in our everyday existence, Kate, is that people think, well, Alzheimer's is an old person's disease. And while age is still the number one risk factor, Alzheimer's is striking men and women in their 50s, 60s,
Ooh.
Sometimes even their 40s.
Ooh.
It is a very frightening diagnosis when you're in your mid-50s, much like some of our volunteers that we work with. You're at the peak of your career, and you're told, you have Alzheimer's disease and you're 58 and you're just, you know, you're just at your, you're really hitting your stride.
Oh.
And you got 8 to 10 years of really, I'm going to leave my mark in the corporate world, or I'm going to really, do a lot of traveling with my wife. I'm going to really enjoy my grandkids. And you're told that. That's a devastating.
Oh.
Talk about devastation.
And, no kidding.
An incredible life change. And that's the frightening thing, is that that seems that is happening more and more. The every 70 seconds, someone in this country is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Every 70 seconds. By the time you and I are finished with our interview, Kate, 8 to 9 people will be told you have Alzheimer's disease.
Mm. Boy, that's frightening when you put those statistics in that way, that it really... It really makes you flinch when you think of somebody in their 40s or in their 50s hearing that, and in their prime, probably some still with children, maybe just getting ready to go off to college or whatnot. That's got to be tough. And you deal with these scenarios. I'm sure in your chapter, that's part of what we're talking about. You're an outreach program for so many. And actually, there's an 800 line that anyone can call, right?
Right. 800-272-3900, 24/7, 365. You can all, and there's always a licensed practitioner, either a social worker or professional counselor, or even sometimes an RN, is always available to help you walk through, help you get through that crisis, or help you identify resources in your area. And you'll always be able to follow up with someone within at your local chapter. So we want to make sure that you get the information you need, but then you will also be able to identify someone in your local area that you can really develop a good relationship with, and they can help you. They'll walk through the process with you. You don't have to go through this alone, and that's really one of the things I really hope your listeners will take. You know, you don't have to go through this alone. And in all honesty, you can't go through this alone. This is too devastating from an emotional perspective for you as a caregiver, to watch your loved one deteriorate and lose themselves to this disease. You'll feel guilt, you'll feel anger, you'll feel a frustration, depression. It's too much for one person to deal with by themselves. Get help. Call us. Call your doctor. If you need to know more about what doctors deal with Alzheimer's, call us. We can help you find doctors with that.
Yeah, boy, I hope people really use that phone line. You know, I heard this the other day, John, that one of the things that you can do to, I don't know if it's stave off Alzheimer's, but help yourself, is read and do crossword puzzles. Do you think there's something to that, stretching your memory?
You know, the research is unclear as to whether it helps in the individual perspective, but there is body that seems to be growing that mental exercise does help build synaptic fibers, those synaptic connections in the brain. You have 100 billion brain cells, and Alzheimer's destroys cells one by one by one. So the more connected that you can have, the more connections that you can build within your brain, the longer it may take Alzheimer's to finally run its course. Now, granted, working Sudoku, crossword puzzles, etc., will not stave off, will not prevent you, but it can help. It can help ease the symptoms, so to speak, because it takes longer for Alzheimer's to fully destroy the brain.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, and if you enjoy them, great. You're not doing any harm. And it's really proven to be a good way to stay connected with other people when you're working crossword puzzles together. Not only are you trying to work a particular project, but you're also interacting, and that social interaction is so very important for anyone who is at risk for Alzheimer's. Because typically you might be alone, you might be retired, you may start withdrawing from things. That's the wrong thing to do. Stay active. Get connected.
Yeah, great advice. John Gilchrist, again, President and CEO, Alzheimer's Association, the Dallas chapter, the Greater Dallas chapter. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
You're very welcome, Kate. Great talking to you.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
So welcome to the show, Steve Budin from SportsInfo.com. And week 10 in the NFL is shaping up to be an interesting one. A lot of themes, anyway. And certainly he's gonna love the first one I'm going to hit him with, the Cowboys and the Giants.
Well, you know, this week really separates the men from the boys. I mean, if people out there don't need help this week, then they'll never come to my website. Dallas Giants. We saw this movie already, didn't we?
Yes.
The Giants pretty much the mercy killing on Romo, finally getting him out of the game. Maybe he'll have a better perspective from the sidelines. I don't think this game goes any different. You see, the Giants, they really, really hate the Cowboys in their hearts. So for them, you know, they'll have no problem getting up for this game in New York, enjoying also finally becoming once again the heart of New York City. Where the actual Manhattanites have strayed a little bit from the Jets, and they're now backing the Giants. So I think they come into the Meadowlands, and I think I don't be scared of this 14-point spread. Sometimes you have to go with the obvious. I'm going to lay the big wood here with the Giants.
I love that, the big wood. That's good. 14 points, too. You're right. People's, and that's true. That's something we should talk about. When you start to see the double digits, do gamblers tend to want to stay away from that, Steve?
Well, you know what? The funniest thing that, you know, I'm a former bookmaker, started the offshore sports book business. The funniest thing I see with gamblers when they see a big spread like this is they'll buy down the half a point. They'll take the Giants and they'll buy them down to 13.5 and lay 120 instead of 110. Every bookmaker licks his chops when he sees that. And, listen, if you don't think they can cover a 14-point spread, what's that half a point going to get you? No game ends on the exact number of 14, so that's not buying you anything. All you're doing is turning a straight bet into a teaser with no extra points. So I think that's the cardinal rule. Matter of fact, I don't like buying points at all unless you're up so much in your bankroll that you're using the power of money and you just want to buy a little insurance on a Sunday night. Then I don't really have a problem with it. But if you're not up a lot of money with your bankroll, never, never, never buy a point. It's like the blackjack table in Vegas. If they're offering you anything, it's good for them. If they say, hey, do you want insurance? Never take it. Never, never, never.
Yeah, that's good. Good advice. I like that. And they, boy, trust me, they come around and they offer that insurance. That was a good analogy. Hey, the Bills are 0-8. Any chance they're not going to win a single game the rest of the season?
Well, they've proven that they can't win at home. They've proven that they can't win on the road. They can't win in Toronto. I mean, they're running out of places to play. Detroit, on the other hand, you know, for betters this year, they've been golden. 7-1 against the spread. But, you know, without Matt Stafford, you know, he's now out for the season. And without Sean Hill, who was actually good in the beginning of the year before Stafford came back, it's going to be very hard for Detroit to score. If Buffalo ever had a chance to win, it'd be in this game. I don't bet on Buffalo. I refuse to bet on them because, like you said, they refuse to win. But I look at this 43-point spread, and I don't think they would hit it in six quarters. I would go under the total here.
All right, under the total. We know how you feel about the Jets at 6-2,
yes,
taking on the Brownies at home.
Browns are on a roll. They beat up. Really beat up New England last week. It was the they're calling him Man Genius, mm-hmm, again in Cleveland. I think they could have a letdown alert here. I think they possibly come in here at home and maybe are a little bit too overconfident. But in the same respect, I think they're also going to face a Jet defense here. That's a lot better than the New England defense is. New England defense is a little soft. So I think that, this is a game where I hate to lay 3 points is about as much as I'll lay with the Jets. And I don't really like to bet on the Jets because it is my heart. But
yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the heart over the mind here. I'm going to lay the 3 with the Jets in a must-win game for them.
All right, I agree. Must-win game. Texans and the Jags are both 4-4 this season. Of course, it's in Jacksonville. I like the Texans. I like their offensive line. I like Schaub, the kid, the quarterback. I like
right.
his arm. I like the Texans. What do you think happens in this game, though?
Right. Well, I mean, look, Jacksonville—they're really only bad, at two positions: offense and defense. where at least we know with Houston, they're gonna score. I think that where Houston is soft really is in their pass defense. But I don't think Jacksonville has a steady enough passing game to really take advantage of the soft Houston pass defense. I think that's the advantage in this game. Most of the teams that have beat Houston have been able to go deep on them and really pass on them. I don't think Jacksonville can do that. And because of that, because they rely so heavily on that running game, I think that Houston, big advantage. I don't think Jacksonville can keep up. I agree with you. Take Houston in the virtual pick 'em here.
All right, there you go. The game that I really want to see is that Sunday night
game.
They
don't even need
again.
Me. They can just ask you. Maybe I should ask you the next game.
I need you in this game. Patriots and the Steelers.
Well,
I love this matchup.
This is the best game of the week, and God willing, you will not be in a position to have to bail out on this game, even though this is positioned as the bailout game. This is the last game before you pay your bookmaker. A couple of things. Pittsburgh, I don't know if you remember. I hope you remember when I was on the show I think it was the third or fourth week of the season,
mm-hmm,
I told everybody to take Pittsburgh all the way to win the
yep.
Super Bowl. plus 15 to 1 at the time. They're now plus 4 to 1. So whoever listened to me, look, I don't know if Pittsburgh will win the Super Bowl, but when you get 15 to 1 on a 4 to 1 shot as a gambler, you're happy. So Pittsburgh in this game, 4.5 at home. The problem I have with Pittsburgh here, for a couple of observations about Pittsburgh, I don't know if you've noticed, Kat, doesn't their pass defense, hasn't that softened up since Ben Roethlisberger's comeback? It's almost like they feel they don't have to play as hard as they did prior to him coming back, where they were just dominating everyone and no one could move on them. People were scoring 6 points in a game. All of a sudden, you know, Henny right before, obviously Henny's out this week, but Henny lit him up. You know, all of a sudden people are not having problems passing against Pittsburgh. Well, New England's one of those teams. Well, if you can't defend the pass, you're going to be in trouble. I don't like betting against Belichick to lose two in a row. I think that if you've done that over your career, you've gotten killed. He doesn't lose back to backs. I think New England comes here refocused. I don't know that they win the game. But 4.5 points, I think this game is probably decided by a field goal. I'm going to take New England plus the points as the sound betting move.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. With the line Pittsburgh at 5, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Right, correct. 4.5,
so
5.
The Monday night game, I got to ask you about this one because you know I'm an Eagles fan, but the Eagles and the Redskins, I think it's lost some of its luster, that rivalry, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has. I think, with McNabb, you know, have they announced if he's playing yet?
I heard it that he was going to play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's probably, you know, last I heard it was a game time decision. Shanahan's really playing games, but the Eagles are back. I mean, what a game they played. I think that if anything, I give a big advantage to the Eagles here. I like to go with the momentum. Too much drama in Washington. That stuff never is good for the players. You know, I like the Eagles here.
All right, so the Eagles on Monday night. Steve, people want to check out the website. Give it a plug.
Right, sure. I appreciate that. Sportsinfo.com. If you just come to the site and hit the contact us, send me an email. Tell me that you've heard us on the show. We'll do two things. We'll give you a choice of any handicapper you want on the site for free. That's up to a $99 value. And I'll send you a book of mine with a personal autograph in the book. And, I mean, that's pretty much the whole house.
Yeah, no kidding. Go with Delaney if you do that.
Well, we're only going to claim that he's related to you if he wins.
That's right. Steve,
so we'll let everybody know after this season whether he's related to you or not.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts about the show. I always say this to americatonight.net. And a lot of you have thrown in on some of the sports segments we do. That's why we have Steve Budin on, because so many people sent me emails saying, wow, it's really interesting the way he breaks down the games. And, you know, you talk about the various matchups and then you throw in a little bit of the, if you were gambling, you know, what would you do in this case? Because you look at the odds, the line, what is the line on the game, or what is it straight, you know, where it's just straight, you pick one or the other. That's what I love about our Nail the Score thing. You just pick one or the other. You don't have to worry about the line. Again, hit us up at americatonight.net, or hook us up, or you can hook up with us, Twitter and Facebook. Mail it home.